Jimmy and Ace Hits and Gigs.
Presented by Hit 100.9 and Comedy at the Casino.
God, it's come up quick, hasn't it? It's happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Rest Point Showroom. We've got a bunch of Tassie's best comedians performing a gala-style show. Shawnee B, our morning's announcer. He's going to be doing some tunes afterwards, hosted by you and I, Jim. Prizes, free drinks. What more can you want on a Friday?
I know. And you doing a bit of stand-up. You were testing some material out last night, mate. How'd it go?
Oh, it was all right. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Are you going to go with it or are you going to go with some old gear?
Well, I did it before anyone walked in and the crowd loved it, so it was absolutely unreal. It wasn't too bad yesterday. In fact, don't ask me. Let's ask the guy who's going to be headlining tomorrow, who also performed at Joker's last night. We've poached him over from Melbourne, fresh off the Melbourne Comedy Festival, Mr. David Rose.
Hey, thank you for being here. Yeah, from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival that was conspicuously not international this year.
Yeah, we don't need to say that bit.
We've changed it to the Melbourne Domestic Comedy Festival. Melbourne Within 5 kilometres Comedy Festival. It's a great show.
Yeah, the Melbourne whoever decided to rock up and talk into a microphone festival.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, all the states have different slogans on their number plates.
Yeah.
So Victoria's one is Victoria, the place to be. And I felt like that was so accurate in our lockdown. Victoria, the place you have to be.
Yeah, Victoria, the place you can't leave.
Victoria, the place that you will never, ever not see.
It was nice for Nathan and the rest of Tasmania, because everyone loves to go to Melbourne for a weekend to watch the footy, to watch some comedy, experience some culture. It's a great place. But when you guys are locked down, we're like, finally. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks in Melbourne. It's never sucked in Melbourne, but now we felt good about being here.
All of a sudden, we didn't want to go anywhere. Yeah. Dave, you spoke about this in your stand-up yesterday briefly, the fact that we almost had like a skip button, essentially, on the lockdown.
Yeah, this is my theory. I think Tasmania, you know how Netflix has the skip intro thing?
Yeah.
I think that Tasmania did that for COVID. I think the rest of the continent binged COVID, and then Tasmania saw all that, and they were like, no, we've seen that. We don't want it. We don't want it. Just skip.
It's true, because there was a point where, what were we locked down for? It felt like 2 weeks.
I swear we had a couple of days inside.
We went to this masquerade ball, and we were sending videos to our friends. And they're like, what are you doing? We're locked down. Like, we're wearing masks.
I like the fact, you guys were wearing masks, but for fun.
A masquerade ball is where we went.
That's like turning up to a prison in a prison uniform and being like, oh, it's just really nice colours. It really matches me.
I mean, I get to leave at the end of the night. That's I'm fine. I can take it back off.
Dave, as someone who does this as your profession, of course, last year would have been pretty tough. But this year, with things opening up, live comedy, live stand-up is back. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be back out in the world. Great to be heckled by all manner of people. So I went a year without heckles. Tell you the first heckle I got. I was doing a show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival about being Jewish.
Mm.
A woman yells out, she goes, "You're not Jewish." And I went, "Yeah, I am." And she goes, "No, you're not wearing the little hat." And I go, "What do you mean?" And she goes, "The Yamaha."
The Yamaha.
And I'm like, wow, you've managed to offend Jewish people and Japanese people in one word. That's incredible. Well done.
Dave, you spent a bit of time over in the US as well. You haven't just been... You are an international comedian.
Yeah,
you've done
I was
stuff in the
patient
US.
Zero. That's right. And they're all closed because of me.
And how did they find you over there? How was the...
Oh, sneezy.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're doing comedy over there, does it translate, or is some of the stuff not hit? Does it not miss?
You know what I love about the States is that there's a great saying I heard once, which was America is like anywhere else, but more so. So America has the extremes of everything. Yeah. So like there are people who will get more upset at sort of risque jokes, and then there are people who just live for that stuff.
That's what they want.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed. I was only able to offend them, I think once. New Yorkers are impossible to offend. I was on a train in New York, and I'm with a friend, and we saw a dude on the train who I'm pretty sure was dead, just not moving. I'm from a small country town. I'm like, oh my God. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Is he dead?" And she goes, "Oh yeah, he might be dead, but he's not our problem." Like,
Well, Dave, I mean, thank you for coming and performing at our Hits and Gigs. We're about to ask on the phones right now, 131060, if you want to score some tickets, all you need to do is laugh. And if Dave's impressed by your laugh, then you'll score the tickets. But before we do that, Dave, of course, you're going to be in Tassie. I think you leave Saturday morning. Is it Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon?
Saturday afternoon. I'm hanging around because I want to go to the market.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, but there is one thing we do need to do, and it's this. It was your birthday. Was your birthday yesterday as well?
I know. Yeah, very exciting. I've only got two left. So,
so 27. 27 years old?
27.
27 years old.
Yeah, I'm now at the age where all the famous artists die. So that could be exciting. If you come on Friday, you may see a really unique show. It might be the last one.
His last ever show. There you go. There's a selling point for you. If you want to come to Hits and Gigs and see David Rowe's last ever show, jump on the phones right now. 13.
If that doesn't get people calling, I don't know what
13, 10, 60, one of your last opportunities to score tickets to our Hits and Gigs. You've got to jump on the phones right now. Tomorrow is the day that we're putting a room of comedians on the stage. They're going to be performing.
Fine to the death.
And they're going to break a pool stick and one will survive.
Yeah, they don't know that yet.
We're hoping that person is David Rose.
One of them's from India, but we're not telling you which one.
We're going to lock the doors and we'll find out.
How did they get back? I thought we stopped all the flights.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why it's such a big show, because this guy really snuck in under the wire. Yeah.
ScoMo tried his best.
It is ScoMo. I didn't want to spoil it, but ScoMo's coming. He's going to do 10 minutes. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God.
He's going to talk a lot about the evil one. It's going to be fun.
Oh, so it's a religious one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a huge show. Well, if you want to see David Rose, he's in the show now, and apparently Scott Morrison, you want to win the tickets, 13, 10, 60. Right, Dave, how this is going to work is all these calls are going to jump on the phones right now and just laugh. We're just going to ask them to laugh. As a comedian, you always want a good laugher in the crowd, or at least one.
Oh, you need them. You need them. Although you don't want them sitting, if you're recording the show, you don't want them sitting right next to the microphone as a comedian named Dilruk Jaisinghe did for one of my shows, and I love Dil. He is so funny.
Mm.
But his laugh is, it's like it's like you're strangling a hyena. And I was filming an hour once. He sat next to the camera for the hour, and I couldn't use any of the footage. I was like, no one's going to believe this is a real human being. They're going to think I've put some kind of deranged rabid animal next to the camera because I couldn't afford a real audience.
Is Dave's doing his show at the Wildlife Sanctuary? Oh, Bonorong Wildlife Sanctuary.
The Tasmanian Devil.
Right, let's go to the phones. Jen from Rosetta. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Good, Jen. Do you like to laugh, drink, and win prizes?
Sounds pretty good to me.
It does sound good, doesn't it, Jen? You got a favourite drink?
Oh, can't remember. It's been a while.
Oh, those kind of nights, eh, Jen? Okay.
I drink it, I black out. I can't remember what it was.
All right, Jen. Easy person to please, which is good. All right, Jen, I'm going to give you a boom tish. I need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh, okay, to impress David Rose.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God. I think I went on a Tinder date with this girl.
Jen.
Is that why she drank so much? I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly. We've both been trying to forget.
Jen, do you remember going on a date with David?
No.
Yeah, okay, that makes two of you.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget it too, Jen.
This is awkward, reminding exes.
Well, Jen, I think I reckon I need a bit more out of that laugh.
It's pretty hard on cue.
Yeah, I know, but that's...
I remember you saying that. Sorry, is that going to get dumped?
No, it's not. We don't dump on this show, mate. Yeah.
Nate doesn't know where the button is.
Jen, we're going to do it one more time, okay? Ready for the boom tish?
Yeah.
Give me heaps of volume, mate. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I like it. Yeah,
Jen. Well done. Okay, good stuff. You come along. We'll see you tomorrow night. Melita from Rosetta. Hi, Melita. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Melita, do you like to laugh? Do you like to drink? Do you like to win prizes?
Love it all.
Okay. Awesome. Melita, I'm going to give you a boom tish. You're going to laugh for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go, Melita.
Oh, my God, I don't want to go on a Tinder date with this person. That is terrifying. Melita, are you a ghost? Are you haunting Port Arthur?
I bet you just come from there. I'm driving from there.
You're driving or floating from Port Arthur?
Are you driving a horse and carriage in 1865?
Melina.
She's still going.
Yeah, she's still going. Oh, you got the tickets, Melina. Well done.
Thank you.
Good stuff. She was like, I'm committing to this lovely bit. All right, there you go. David Rose, we will see you tomorrow night, mate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Love Hobart.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.